Good morning, everyone. Good morning. My name is Bradford Waugh. My wife, Portia, is out there today. And I have the honor of leading our thoughts in communion today. When I was being mentored in the ministry, you guys know Matthew Mercado. He was one of our interns. His father actually taught me how to speak. And he would tell me and other people this one thing. And he would tell me, be excellent and be brief. Because even if you're not excellent, at least you're brief. So I will endeavor to be both today. It is kind of incredible how God has curated music, has curated our thoughts to align perfectly with what I'm going to be talking about today. We're going to be in Hebrews 12:2. And my hope is that I will inspire you, that I will empower you, that you will come away just inspired by what God can do. But before we get there, we got to get low. I'm probably going to cry. It's okay. I've already been crying already in worship, just thinking about it. But I need to tell you about one cold, clear morning in Maine. I'm on my way to work. It's middle of December. It's crisp, but it's beautiful. And I am screaming at God. Just screaming at him. I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm frustrated, and I'm at the end of my rope. At that point, Portia was suicidal. I had interrupted her twice. And I was just lost. I didn't know if I was going to go home and she was going to be gone. I just had no hope. It was a hopeless situation. It was just dark. I remember in that time screaming at God, bringing every promise I could think of to mind to throw at him as an accusation. If you can save from death, then do it. I was singing about the cross. Do it. What are you waiting for? This doesn't help us. This doesn't help her. She may be gone before you interact with her, before you come to the rescue. And God was just silent. I think you know what that's like. When you're praying for something and he's just silent, you just want something. God, say something. I can imagine that when Jesus died, it was the same way. 3 years of investing your life, 3 years of having messages speak to you that there's going to be a better thing to come, that the kingdom is coming, the kingdom is near, and then Jesus dies. How hopeless, how dark. I mean, even Jesus was in tears over this. He didn't want to do it. It was awful. Hebrews 12:2 says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners that you will not grow weary and lose heart. The powerful thing here is that Jesus walked through that darkness, and even death could not stop what God was going to do. Nothing could stop God from doing what he was going to do. Jesus embraced the promise of what was beyond the darkness, of what him stepping through that darkness could do for each one of us. Jesus walked into the darkness and overcame. Just like John said, the light shines in darkness, but it has not been overcome. You know what? Portia isn't dead either. God has poured so much life and just vibrancy into her. If you guys have met her, the few of you that have, you can just see in her, God has just poured so much life into her. And in the moment that I couldn't see that, God was doing something bigger. Like Jesus, we all have to walk through those dark moments. Some of you guys are in the midst of it right now, and it's rough. But Jesus walked through that darkness, and Jesus inspired generations. Jesus inspired a millennia of people that something good can happen. That there is hope in spite of how hopeless it seems. We are here to walk through the dark situations. We are here because we follow Jesus, and we walk into those dark situations just like he did, so that in the same way, the people that don't know Jesus can see the hope of Jesus in us. That your darkness is an opportunity to show Christ's transformational power. So, as we take the cup, as we take the bread, I want you to think about those dark moments. I want you to think about the cross and what God had done through the cross in that dark moment, so that you may have the same hope in your dark moments. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for hope. Thank you for saving from death. Thank you for putting up with me when I was just accusing you of wrongdoing, God. God, I thank you so much for your willingness to see beyond the darkness, for your ability to give us hope in the darkness, and for that call for us to be like you in offering hope to the world, God. Lord, I love you, and I pray this all in your Son's name. Amen.